Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Yeah, this is Collins from Homestar Appliances.
Yes, hi. Hi, Collins. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, it's good to hear. Yes, how can I help you?
Yeah, the reason for my call is I want my address on Google and any other platform to be changed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So your business is now located in a different address, am I correct?
Yeah, I'm soon moving. I'll be moving, so I want it to be changed right now. I'll be moving
okay.
Maybe in a few days.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for that. But, of course, we just wanted to make sure that you're fully aware of what could happen when it comes to address changes. So, first, we just have to let you know that if we are to change the address on the Google Business Profile, then it may require re-verification. Are you okay with that?
That it may require re-verification?
Yes, change in the address is actually is something that would trigger re-verification.
It may and it may not, right? Because I think I've changed the address before, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we use the word may because, of course, there are times where Google does not require it, but most of the time it does. We just wanted to make sure you're fully aware of it in cases where Google would require you to do a verification after changing the address.
Okay. So the verification, what are the various things that they always need? Oh.
I'm sorry. Yes. You may be required to do a video verification, to which actually this brings me to my other or to the next concern that I do have about address change is that sometimes Google requests business documents that would reflect the new address.
Business. Okay.
Yeah, business documents like the registration, the license, a document Google requires that you provided, and it's important that the new document would reflect the new address.
So, like, when you talk about the documents, like, you say, like, what kind of document? Like, is it, like, might be the listing or what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the listing document?
Yes.
The
business document,
like,
not the listing document, the business document.
So, when you talk about business document, like, what kind of document? Because this just,
mm-hmm.
just to move from to a different location now. So business document, I don't understand.
Yes, the business document, I would say business registration or a business license. Those kind of documents for the business.
But if I have a business license, it's not going to reflect to that address because this is a new address, right?
Yes.
If I have
mm-hmm.
any document,
well, that
it's
is why.
It's not going to be for the new address. It can still be for any other old address, but they just want to be sure that I have, or maybe, I don't know, but it doesn't have to because, if I'm moving to a new location, I'm not supposed to have what kind of document am I going to have that is going to show the new location?
Yes. Again, it should be business documents that would reflect the new location, business registration, business license. These are usual documents that Google require that usually show or reflect the business address.
But it's going to reflect by the old address, right? The business old address. It's not going to reflect
that is
by the new address, right?
Yes, that is why you need to update it as well to the new address.
Okay.
I understand that it's going to have the old address, but your business document should also be updated to the new address once we actually go ahead and update the listing to the new address, because that would mostly be what Google would be looking for.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're already good with that, we can proceed to the update on the address now. And whenever Google requests for it, then you can provide it to us. Or you, if you want, we can keep the address for now up until you get the documents ready, whichever you prefer.
So I even want to really know the exact kind of documents that you're talking about, because for just say like a business document, so what specific document are you talking about?
Okay. Now, as what I've mentioned as well, that these documents are mainly business license or insurance, business registration. Okay. If you want, if you do have a business card as well, you can use that or an invoice. These are the usual documents that Google requires, especially business registration. Since you're moving into a different location, your business has to be registered in that location, right?
I mean, I've not, because I first of all moved from a different location to this other location right here. I've not gone through all this, you know, like asking for documents and stuff like that.
Yes, but I do understand your point, Collins. It's just that if we are to, because remember, when you did the verification initially, your Google Business Profile is verified using the current location, okay? So that means if we are to change the location to another one or to a newer location, update the Google Business Profile to a newer location, that means that if Google requires re-verification, it would actually verify it for the new address. That is the reason why you may have to undergo a re-verification process, and you may need to provide business documents reflecting the new address.
Okay. Is there like a business card as well?
Yes.
A business card that carries a new address?
Yes.
Location?
I can send you an email. Okay, this is an email that we can provide to you showing the different, like I would say, pictures needed for Google verification in cases where you may need to re-verify. But this is, you know, you actually just have to look into the list, okay? I'll just send it to you right now. And also another one, let's see here. Yep. But mainly I would recommend a business registration reflecting the business address would be the best document.
Yeah, go ahead and send me the email. Thank you.
Yes, I just sent it as well. Did you receive it?
You emailed it to me?
Yes, I just did.
Let me see. What is the email you have in front?
Yes, the email address that we do have on file, Collins, that is collins.homestarappliances@gmail.com.
You have just one email on file? Just one?
Yes, we only have that one email on file.
Because I thought there was one email, another email that I actually gave you guys.
I do not see any other email here. It's only that email address.
Let's see. Hello?
Yes?
Okay, yes, I think I've seen it.
Okay, so those are the business documents regularly that we use for verification purposes. You can disregard the tools and equipment, work vehicle, and license plate, but you could definitely take note of the business license, business card, registration, invoice, and workplace.
Yeah, most of these ones that you've been talking about, business registration.
Yes. Well, these
are I'm not even going to have it. I'm not going to have all.
Because if we do update the address right now, again, it may or it may not trigger re-verification, but in case it would trigger that, then it's important that you do have the documents updated.
Okay. So if it triggers verification, if they require a document, then I don't have it at the moment. What will happen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, which is actually why we will be providing you options, Collins. So first option is we can keep it for now, the address, and then you work on the documents and then update it when ready. Or we can go ahead and change it now. But the edits won't go through until verification is completed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anyway, I'll call back later. No problem.
Okay.
Think about it.
So I'm not going to do anything for now, Collins. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to change anything or I'm not going to change the address. But please let us know whenever you're ready. Okay?
All right. So, but if you do that, how long does it take for it to change?
It will be very easy for us to change it. It should just be done within a day or within 24 hours, I would say. And then the verification would depend with Google.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll look forward to your call so we will know how we would be proceeding.
All right.
But thank you so much as well for your time, Collins. Have a wonderful rest
of your
day.
You too. Thank you.